About a decade ago, Massport, the government agency that runs Logan Airport, decided that they wanted to dramatically increase their revenue and the number of airplane flights into and out of Logan Airport. But they had a problem. People in the surrounding communities were beginning to get upset about the noise and pollution, and the complaints would only increase with greater air traffic. So Massport and the FAA devised a two-part solution called RNAV. First, they would change the flight paths, so instead of spreading them out over the region, the airplanes would fly along very narrow GPS-directed routes. Then, with these so-called highways in the skies established, they would route all the planes on top of these exact same houses, over and over again. Airplanes are massive generators of two kinds of pollution, and absolutely nobody wants either kind for themselves or their families. Nobody wants air pollution, and nobody wants house-shaking noise pollution. After RNAV was implemented in 2014, the residents of Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, Medford, Arlington, Belmont, and Watertown, who live below the high-intensity RNAV flight paths, were subjected to greatly increased levels of noise and air pollution. For example, in Somerville, 59% of the homes had previously been exposed to some airplane noise, but RNAV changed that to focus all of the air traffic on just 14% of Somerville. Massport claimed this was an efficient green solution, that it reduced noise for a majority of the people and would allow Logan traffic to keep expanding without affecting any additional people. But how is hyper-concentrating all the pollution on just 14% of the population a green solution? Another factor is that RNAV considers schools, universities, nursing homes, and elder care facilities to all have a zero residential population, and thus the planes supposedly have no impact at all on any humans who happen to be there. So three of the RNAV flight paths were routed over Tufts University, one hugging the north side of campus, another along the south side, and a third basically right in the middle. As the number of planes has increased under RNAV, people living in these sacrificial neighborhoods are now being woken up at all hours, breathing emission-filled air, and the loud noise and vibrations are stressing people out. Public meetings have or will be held in Medford, Somerville, Cambridge, Belmont, and other affected communities. On September 18th, the Somerville City Council Committee on Public Health and Public Safety held a hearing on the matter. Wig Zamore is the Somerville representative to the Massport Community Advisory Committee, or MCAC. Prior to RNAV, Wig was one of the 59% of Somerville residents who received some airplane noise, but he voted in favor of the RNAV decision to shift it away from his home onto 14% of other Somerville citizens. Wig presented a number of slides to explain and defend this decision. He began by describing how the FAA calculates noise, with a statistic called the average decibel noise level. That's not at all the loudest noise the planes make, but an average level for the neighborhood over time. Wig also explained that while the Europeans have extensively studied the detrimental effects of airplane noise and have implemented much stricter standards than we have in the United States, the FAA relies on a 50-year-old model developed near military airfields. Furthermore, the most accurate data Massport has for the sacrificial neighborhoods is quite old, from 2013, before RNAV was even implemented.
This is the most important slide. Basically, that red line is a curve that shows what percent of people are annoyed at what noise level. And it's been around for about 50 years. Schultz, a social scientist, originally studied it for the Air Force when they were building bases, and people started complaining. And the dots are all different people and individual communities, and you can see the variation in their reaction. Now, the vertical orange line is 65 dNL, and FAA generally just pays attention to things above 65 dNL and not below. Now, this curve is a new curve from World Health Organization Europe, and the black line is their estimate of highly annoyed, and their estimate is much higher than our FAA estimate. But their estimate is more like 20% at 50 dNL, as opposed to 3 to 5%. And their estimate is that 60% of the population would be highly annoyed at 70. So it's very different. And they've done a lot more research than anyone in the US. This is an old slide from 2013, 2014, which is the last year we actually have really good data from Logan and Massport. We don't have very good data. We can get DNL by block. That's a very small unit, and it'd be very accurate. But we haven't been getting that since the transition from the Logan CAC to the Massport CAC.
Tara Tenick is the Somerville representative to the 33L Municipal Working Group, and she does live underneath the flight path. She explained that Massport is intent on growth, and she advocates for a fairer way to disperse the flights across the region.
I've been to many meetings where the FAA has told people that Logan is a 24-hour a day, 7-day-a-week business, and they intend to fill all of that time with airplanes if we allow it. And since we are at peak capacity at peak times during the day, they're now pushing more flights later into the night and earlier into the morning, and it's creeping in and it's really becoming a big problem. Before RNAV, the number of complaints was pretty non-existent. After RNAV was implemented, a lot more people are taking the time out of their busy lives and their busy days and calling in, writing in, electronically filing complaints because they are so disturbed by the noise that it's actually breaking down lifestyle that they were used to living. They can't sleep with their windows open at night. And it's only going to get worse. The operations at Logan are increasing every single year with no intention of implementing a curfew, with no intention of lowering operations, especially with the expansion of Terminal E. So we've got bigger jets flying the longest runway, which is our runway.
City Councilor Bill White also lives below an RNAV flight path.
Not only are the flights increasing out of Logan, but the flights going off of 33L are increasing as a percentage as well. So the folks who live in our neighborhoods are getting the double whammy. And I guess the question to look at is, could there just be a more equitable solution of air traffic coming off of those runways? Why the burden has been shifted to us on a percentage basis is unknown to me.
Susan Bursler has lived on Bay State Avenue for 30 years.
I, all summer, can't sit on my porch and talk to my boyfriend because we can't hear one another. We're sitting 18 inches apart on the porch, and the planes are too loud to be able to hear one another.
You can't hear anything, your TV, when you're on the phone talking to someone.
I can't even sit in my living room. I can't even talk on the telephone. It's terrible.
Because of our often early mornings, I have to sleep in our basement on a pullout couch with a fan and a noise machine to try to mask the sound. And even then, I can still hear the planes and don't get much sleep. It's maddening.
The unpredictability of the planes is really a problem. You can't schedule an outdoor event. You don't know when they're coming. I have smelled jet exhaust coming in my window sometimes, which is really disconcerting.
It's very difficult to work with all that noise. I have a lot of soundproofing because I am a sound engineer. I do not believe those stats. I look forward to seeing the new stats because there is no way the volume level is what they're saying it is.
We have the flight track right over our house. When one flight is going over, the next one is starting. And that can go on incessantly for hours from early morning to late at night.
There are certain planes that are just louder than others. I can tell you after 10 o'clock at night, the flight to Doha and the flight to Dubai are the loudest planes in the air. Can we do something to at least make those be a little bit quieter?
On days when the flights are coming over, we're outside, we can't have a conversation because you can't get a whole couple of sentences in before you're interrupted again. And it's just maddening.
Other citizens testified about the personal health effects RNAV is having on their lives.
Airplane noise is, in fact, not just a quality of life issue, but a true health hazard.
Currently, we are making a choice to save fuel and increase air flights that does not acknowledge the health impact on our lives and the lives of our children. We are not studying the actual cost of carriers landing more planes at Logan Airport.
This is a constant in my life. I can't sleep at night. I can't leave my windows open. Susan's one of my neighbors. We're never on the porch playing Scrabble anymore.
My wife is an ICU nurse working 12-hour shifts whose ability to quickly and accurately make life and death decisions depends on getting a good night's sleep, while planes roar after 11:30 at night, starting again at 5 a.m.
And in the last several years, my asthma has gotten much worse.
I defy anyone to live under those conditions and not start to go crazy and get really angry. And it just seems so completely unfair that the solution to the increased traffic out of Logan is to overburden people in certain neighborhoods and make them crazy.
Under the best circumstances, when winds blow in from the east, planes take off into the wind and out over the ocean. The big problems come from runway 33L, which was designed to be used when prevailing winds were coming from northwest, but is now being used more generally to accommodate departures for all the extra new planes. The number of planes taking off from runway 33L rose from 11,920 in 2012 to nearly 30,000 in 2018, and looks to significantly surpass that in 2019. Meanwhile, the number of complaints filed has skyrocketed from a little over 2,000 in 2012 to over 71,000 in 2018, more than a 30-fold multiplication. People living in the Arnav sacrificial neighborhoods testified about the impact of late night and early morning departures, especially bigger, louder jumbo jets that take off in the middle of the night, such as the Cathay Pacific flights to Asia that scream over Metro West at 2 a.m., waking up tens of thousands of sleeping residents.
The 5 o'clock and the 6 o'clock U.S. Airs to LaGuardia? What can we do about those, right? So there are certain things we can do that are every night a problem. Let's call out those especially bad actors and do something about those.
We're also looking at aircraft that are heavier. There's different types of aircraft going over my home. So the ones that have more cargo, they vibrate. They vibrate the house. They vibrate the windows.
I would welcome any of you to come sit on my back deck when I'm entertaining guests and attempt to have an uninterrupted conversation.
Wigza Moore told the audience there would always be people who were more sensitive to noise, and that overall he thought Arnav was an efficient solution to a difficult problem. That exhaust pollution from I-93 caused more significant problems for the people of East Somerville, and that Winthrop's aircraft noise was far worse than what they were experiencing. While there was a large turnout for a city hearing, and in fact the meeting was moved from the city council chambers to the high school auditorium to accommodate the crowd, Wig told the audience that according to his calculations, if the noise really was a problem, he would have expected 1,200 people to attend the hearing.
Probably the most important fact here, one person just barely highly annoyed at 45 dNL, another one at 65 or 75. That's a 1,000-fold difference in noise. When somebody tells me they're highly annoyed, I don't care what the DNL is. They are their own best metric. Each individual is also a pretty much worthless metric for the community as a whole. So if there's 40,000 people, we should have 1,200 people in this room right now. Highly annoyed.
Meanwhile, the citizens who live under the flight paths told Wig that they didn't think he really understood the problem and that they didn't believe the FAA's 50-year-old noise standards were valid. Here's Councillor Bill White again.
To have that constant deluge, the folks who live under that flight path, and I do as well, are really exposed to, I don't think it would be captured by that decibel chart that you have.
I would say the FAA is wrong in the 65 DNL.
Appreciate people's work on all the research and the data, but some of this seems like a minimization of what's really going on in people's lives.
Mr. Zagmore, please don't waste any more money on all these studies and all this mumbo jumbo, because nobody has any solutions. And that's what we need to be talking about, are solutions. Because this is not going to change. It's going to get worse.
Residents' peaceful enjoyment of their homes, including the expectation of a night's sleep, free from the din of planes, ought not be merely a fleeting phenomenon dispensed at the whim of the FAA and Massport, or even worse, by an inherently inequitable navigational system.
14% of Somerville residents now shoulder all of the airplane noise. That's just not right.
You know, Wig, I know you're an expert on the highway, but there is jet exhaust coming in my windows. But I don't want to breathe it anymore, or I don't want to breathe as much as I am.
Is there any way we can get injunctive relief to stop the growth of flights out of Logan if all the cities get there, so at least it doesn't get worse than it is now?
Public Health and Public Safety Committee Chair Jesse Klingon described what he thought of the current plan, as did neighbor Brian Merrick.
Whoever came up with this plan, it looks insane to me. I hope that there are going to be some other plans coming forth.
Nobody used any common sense when it came down to figuring out what this expansion was going to be like.
Tara Tenick told citizens it was imperative to contact their elected representatives in order to effect change, while Somerville MCAC rep Wigza Moore stated he preferred to remain neutral.
We really need people to reach out to your state reps, to your elected officials and let them know that you support pursuing of this group of activists who are looking to open up the conversation to say, we can't take it the way it is. We would like to look at options.
I have not been campaigning for one future or another as to our air flight patterns. I know it's a very difficult discussion.
In the end, citizens testified that while they loved many aspects about living in Somerville, the airplanes were a major problem that had them reconsidering their future in the city.
Why am I living in this hellhole? Seriously, our mayor takes a lot of pride on Somerville being a great place to live. All the elected officials, and I know a lot of you, I know you take a lot of pride in your job and trying to make this a great city. This is something that the government is killing. The quality of life here is horrible for those of us under the planes. And that's all I have to say.
I'm also embarrassed about it because I brag to people how great Somerville is. It's not right now.
So I, like everyone else here, is very committed to trying to fix this, or otherwise you're going to have people leave.
My name is Kristen Sippel. So I just wanted to say really quickly that I am an academic and I do appreciate all of these supports. Nevertheless, I'm very much looking forward to hearing the different solutions. I can talk about one consequence that will happen as my husband and I think about having children and think about having pregnancy and trying to stay calm and healthy under this flight path. One consequence, if these solutions are not adopted quickly enough, is that we will move. If you're concerned about property values, if you want everybody moving to Somerville because it is the most awesome place to live, I love it, we've got to fix this because we're out otherwise.
For more information about how to file complaints with Massport and other ways to take action, visit logannoise.org. This is Edward Buechert reporting for WMFO in Medford and Somerville, Tufts Community and Educational Radio, directly under three of the RNAV flight paths.